Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, 10th day of Locarno 70. I'm with Jim McKay, who's here to present El Septimo Dia in the international competition. And that's your first time in Locarno. Jim, welcome.
Thank you very much. It is my first time here, and we're having a great time.
Fifth feature film. How would you describe it for our listeners?
It's a very small film, a small story about a undocumented Mexican immigrant who lives in New York and works for a restaurant and plays soccer on the weekends. And it's a story about the week in his life, a week in his life. And he kind of comes to represent his entire community in a way, and all of us in a whole other way.
I read in press notes that you don't really remember how it started, how this project started. Why is that? Was it a long process?
It was a very long process. I first wrote the very first notes about it about 12 or 15 years ago. And then I put it away, and I came back to it, and I put it away, and then I finally came back to it. So I don't really, I mean, but that's not unusual for me. Oftentimes, ideas, they come from many, many different places, and then they kind of, that inspirational flashpoint, if there ever was one, kind of goes into the distance because everything else overtakes it. So I think there was a lot of inspiration that came from all over the place. And then the real thing in the end is also, like, all of my films are usually about people who are very, very, very on the surface, not like me, but all of them also are very much about me. I'm in there, you know, through this other character. So in the end, it's this kind of gumbo. You know what gumbo is? It's like it's a kind of stew. It's like a soup from New Orleans, from Louisiana. Spicy. And so, yeah, everything kind of, all those inspirations disappear when they kind of merge together in the soup.
What I liked about it is that you feel very attached to these people because you film in a very documentary style, and I was wondering if that was your choice from the beginning to follow the everyday life and almost every hour of the day, let's say, but like, and that's how we get, we feel that we are sort of related to them, that we know them.
I think a lot of times in movies in particular, you can learn more about characters in that way, rather than have this scene is about this and this scene is about this, and then he's going to go visit his mom, and then you'll learn that this and his mom, their relationship's like this. You know, the dialogue is very important, but also the moments that are not dialogue are very important, where you, because ultimately for many people who will see this film, it's about wearing someone else's shoes. You know that saying? That's a saying, like, right? You don't really know until you walk in someone's shoes what their life is like. And we spend a lot of time dividing ourselves into categories, right? Where are you from? And what do you do? And how much money do you make? And what color is your skin? But in the end, if you actually get to a different level of things, and you are able to put yourself in someone's place, then a lot of those things go away and you see what is the same about you. And so I think for me that's a valuable way to make films, to allow for quiet time and allow for thought and allow the viewer to kind of come up with part of the story on their own instead of have it forced onto them.
I particularly enjoy the fact that the football game team, I mean, they're all telling him that, come on, you want to give up on everything, on all your efforts, on your job because of a football game. And I felt it like, as sometimes you're struggling through life and you're always doing what you're expected to do, but sometimes we know that it's only a football game, but sometimes it's what makes us alive.
Yes.
Because how can you go through the everyday life while waiting for something to happen?
Yes, for sure, for sure. And I think, you know, it's funny, but in Europe, I think there's a very different take on our time and work time, personal time and work time. And this, you know, in the last bunch of years, it's been really, it's gotten even more complex a conversation because of texting and internet and everything else. And so, you know, you have people who are expected to be basically working all the time, and it's 11:30 at night. Why didn't you answer my email? And it's on the weekend, you're at the beach. Well, that doesn't matter to me. You're working. And, you know, but here you have 5 weeks off. In the United States, some people have no weeks off or 1 week off, right? And so, you know, our life should not just be our work. Our work should be part of our life and should be rewarding. But we all deserve our own time and our own sense of self and our own dignity, you know. And for this character, yes, it's a hard decision, but you shouldn't be forced into that decision in the first place, you know. So it's really, I think on one level, it's a tricky story to tell, because it is easy sometimes for people to say, what's the big deal? Just shut up and work. You need the job. But when you think about it more deeply, you also think about what our worth is as people. And you, again, you put yourself in his shoes and you say, well, maybe it's not that easy of a decision. You know, sometimes you have to stand up for what is right and what you deserve as a person.
How was to work with these non-professional actors? How was this adventure with them?
Well, I've worked with non-professional actors a lot in my other films, not exclusively, but a lot, and I really enjoy the process. I love working with highly trained actors. It's a great you know, exchange and great interaction, but I also really enjoy that process of working with people and watching them actually become actors. And with this group of people in particular, I have to say I was flabbergasted by the end of the film. None of these main actors in the film had ever looked at a script before. They had never read characters. They have never looked at a scene. Everything from the very beginning had to be explained to them. And yet, by the time we were filming, you don't feel them acting. They're not sitting there waiting for them to just say their line and then stopping their thought process, you know. And
that's why I told you that it feels like documentary, because yeah. you cannot tell that they're acting.
Yeah, and they are not making up stuff. They go by the script, and you know, they really did a sensational job. And they, you know, you have to say things about, like, well, if you walk into the corner and there's no light over there, so please try. Okay. And they would do it. I mean, acting is a really difficult thing, especially with no training, and there's a lot to remember. You know, keep your voice up at this point, keep your voice down, don't stand in the shadow. And then, on top of all that, feel what's happening. Be the character. Forget about all this other stuff. And they really, really did it, you know, and I'm very proud of all of them. I'm just really, I love, that's, for me, when I watch the film now, I just really enjoy that, you know. And they are all excited and they want to do other films. So we'll see what happens.
Wow. Thank you so much, Jim, for sharing your experience on El Settimo Dia here in Locarno 70 in the international competition. Good luck.
Grazie.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Locarno 70 for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.